Just Chitty the Podcast, presented by Just Chitty Productions.
Hi there, I'm your host, Fondue.
Cheesy here.
In this week's episode, we give you the third part of our series, Cheese News, News, and more news. We're going to talk about a cheese ring.
Ooh.
We're talking cats, dogs, mac and not cheese, and popcorn.
Ooh.
We're going to learn about two cheese-breaking records.
Whoa.
We're going to discuss nacho cheese and nacho booze.
Whoa.
And no episode would be complete without our very cheesy joke.
Love a joke.
Stay tuned for episode 112, more news on Just Cheesy, the podcast. If you recall, a couple of weeks ago, we did an episode called 107 Cheese Spread.
Yeah.
We also covered cheese spreads in Happy Trails, number 86, and season 2, episode 19, which was all about cheese dip.
Yeah.
And of course, we didn't find out about former First Lady Rosalynn Carter's famous cheese ring until after she passed and after we published our episode.
Yeah.
According to SouthernLiving.com, Rosalynn Carter has a recipe that includes mayonnaise.
Of course.
And it was a cheese ring. And it was shared by the U.S. National Archives.
Ooh.
This was definitely a 60s and 70s type of dish.
Okay.
They recommend that you use a ring mold, you line it with plastic wrap, and then you add this following cheese mixture.
Ooh.
A pound of grated sharp cheese.
Yum.
A cup of finely chopped nuts.
Okay.
A cup of mayonnaise.
Ooh.
One small finely grated onion.
Okay.
Black pepper, a dash of cayenne, and strawberry preserves.
What?
It says here to combine all the ingredients but the preserves, season it to taste with pepper.
Sure.
Mix well, place in a 5 or 6 cup mold, refrigerate until firm.
Okay.
This is kind of where it gets a little dicey for me.
Okay.
It says to serve, you can unmold if desired.
Sure.
And then fill the center with the strawberry preserves or serve plain with crackers.
Look at the picture.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Maybe this isn't so bad. So you're doing it in a ring. It looks like a bundt cake. And in the middle, in the round part, is where they're putting the preserves.
Yeah.
I thought they were trying to make a layer inside. But in either case, I'm thinking that the strawberry preserves might be a miss.
Yeah.
They really liked their molds and dips in the 70s.
Yeah, they did.
In some other news, we learn a little bit about pets and cheese.
Oh.
According to USA Today, in an article by Olivia Munson, she says that it's possible that cats should not have cheese as a snack.
Oh.
They say you can give a cat a piece of cheese every once in a while, and if you have to hide medicine in it, you can do that as well.
Oh, sure.
But it's possible cheese can give your cat an upset stomach or digestive issues.
Oh, no.
And according to Purina, cats are obligate carnivores.
What's that?
Which means in order to stay healthy, a cat's diet is primarily meat.
Whoa.
And cats don't produce enough enzymes to process milk or dairy properly.
Aww.
Some cats are even lactose intolerant.
Whoa.
And have dairy allergies.
Aww.
And those allergies could be pretty bad.
Oh, no.
They could cause vomiting, diarrhea, gas, itchy or red skin patches, or hair loss.
Ew.
And after that article, we wanted to know, is cheese bad for dogs?
Oh, is it?
According to DogTime.com, they say dogs can eat Parmesan cheese, but you shouldn't feed it to puppies.
Oh, no.
They claim that Parmesan cheese is safe for dogs to eat because it has a very low lactose content.
Okay.
And just like cats, this should just be a now and again treat.
Okay.
And dogs can also be lactose intolerant.
Aww.
Parmesan in particular is okay for dogs, but you should only do it in small amounts because it has really high sodium content.
Oh, no.
And that can be a problem for your dog, especially if you have a dog that has high blood pressure, heart problems, or kidney issues.
Whoa.
And most of you out there are saying, well, my dog eats his own turds and my cat hawks up a hairball.
Yeah.
Why can't we give him cheese?
Yeah, why?
Well, it's possible they just can't digest it.
Aww.
Cats and dogs are not sponsors of this episode, but if they were, their ad would go right here. Have you ever wanted to listen to the web?
Yeah.
Well, Newsly makes that possible.
They do?
They're an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android.
Super app.
You can listen to trending articles on the web on topics that you choose and get them read to you in a natural human voice.
What kind of topics?
Sports,
cheese?
Tech, business,
cheese.
Science.
Cheese.
I'm sure there's even cheese.
Yay!
They even have an entire section for podcasts.
Are we there?
Of course we are.
Ooh.
It's one of my new favorite podcast apps. They even have digital radio.
Holy cow.
Just go to www.newsly.me to download it free.
Whoa.
Or use the link in the description. If you use the promo code CHEESY, that'll get you 1 month free premium subscription.
Yay, Newsly.
Now, back to the podcast. According to CNN.com, Kraft has a new mac and cheese, and it's ditching the cheese.
What?
It's still going to be flavored like cheese, but it's going to be vegan with an all-plant-based version.
Oh.
Apparently, Kraft partnered with NotCo, a company that makes plant-based foods, and they created the new mac and cheese alternative.
Whoa.
The vegan cheese sauce is made with fava bean protein and coconut oil powder.
Wow.
And they said it has a similar taste, look, and feel to the dairy-based mac and cheese.
Sure.
Kraft has been looking at its lineup in an effort to increase the net sales by $2 billion through 2027.
Holy cow.
And not too long ago, they went from macaroni and cheese to just mac and cheese.
Ooh.
But did you know, according to uk.finance.yahoo.com, they're talking about popcorn and cheese powder.
Ooh.
Apparently, popcorn lovers have been trying to mix it up.
Uh-huh.
They've been doing things like adding in Cheetos pieces for extra crunch.
Wow.
And they've added things like cheese curls.
Whoa.
And chocolate candy for a sweet and salty taste.
Ooh.
And while lots of different flavorings are the rage, they say here that you can use cheese sauce to cover your kernels.
Sauce?
Or any sauce that you find in the grocery store.
Okay.
But powdered packets generally spread better.
Yeah.
So you could use your Kraft mac and cheese powder on your popcorn.
Ooh.
And of course, the powders probably work better because liquids in popcorn would be a lot harder and messier to pick up.
Ew.
Did you know there was a new grilled cheese record?
Really?
According to ShoreNewsNetwork.com, the YouTubers Exodus and Iggy Chaudhry celebrated a milestone of 100,000 subscribers, and they've set the new Guinness World Record title by creating the largest grilled cheese sandwich.
Whoa.
They're known for their love of big food, and their record was 35% larger than the previous record by Cabot Creamery.
Wow.
In 2000. The sandwich was 5 feet 10 inches wide,
whoa,
over 10 feet long,
no way,
and 418 pounds.
Holy cow.
This thing was over 100 pounds heavier than the previous record holder.
Whoa.
It was made on focaccia bread.
Ooh.
That was chosen for its structural integrity, and the two big slices were baked and constructed on a giant griddle.
Wow.
They had to use open flames and blowtorches to achieve the desired cooking.
Whoa.
And if you remember not too long ago, we talked about a pizza that had the world record number of cheeses. Well,
oh yeah.
According to an article on NewYorkPost.com, there's a new pizza that topped the record.
Whoa.
This one had 1,001 different types of cheeses.
Holy cow.
And this was made by French pizza chefs.
Oh boy.
We all appreciate my butchery of the French language.
Oh boy.
So I'm going to say chefs Benoit Bruel,
oh boy,
and Fabien Montalanico.
No.
For
no.
each of the cheeses, they cut a 2-gram cube.
Whoa.
And they added it to the base of the pizza.
Ooh.
They had to pre-bake the base so it wouldn't tear up with the weight of all the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Many cheesemakers gave him cheese for free once they learned he was attempting a world record.
Whoa.
Now I'm looking at this and it looks like a pizza crust,
yeah,
with cubes of cheese on top. So to me,
yeah,
and maybe I'm wrong, but
no,
to me this
too
doesn't even look like a pizza.
Nope.
And I bet it doesn't taste very good.
Ew, no.
But kudos to the world record.
Yeah.
With the big game coming in about a month's time, I bet a lot of people are going to be eating nachos.
Ooh.
According to ca.news.yahoo.com, pre-shredded cheese is convenient, but it's not good for nachos.
It isn't?
Did you ever notice that when you shred your own cheese, it sticks together?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the pre-shredded stuff actually has additives so that it doesn't stick together.
Ooh.
Things like potato starch,
okay,
natamycin,
what?
And cellulose are added,
oh,
so that the cheese doesn't clump or cake.
Oh.
But the problem is, it also doesn't melt that well.
Oh.
This impacts the melt and stretch of the cheese.
Okay.
And when you're making nachos, cheese is the star of the show.
Yeah.
They recommend shredding it yourself.
Yeah.
And using things like Gruyere, Fontina,
ooh,
Stilton, Munster, and Camembert.
Ooh.
Some people use actual nacho cheese for their nachos or powdered cheese.
Okay.
But according to WTOP.com, Doritos is trying to get people addicted to their chips in a new way.
Okay.
And they say here, it's booze.
What?
The PepsiCo-owned brand is releasing a new spirit based off of Doritos nacho cheese flavor.
Ew.
They say it tastes just like the real thing.
What? Why?
The chip maker partnered with Empirical, a Danish company known for making custom spirits with creative flavors.
Creative.
This delicious concoction is only available online and cost about $65 for a 750 milliliter bottle.
I'm ready for a joke fondue.
Okay. Why was the newscaster afraid of a story about cheddar?
I don't know. Why?
He thought it might not age well. Get it? Age well?
Not your best work.
It may not have been my best work, but it was definitely a little bit cheesy. Thanks for listening to Just Cheesy the Podcast, episode 112, More News.
Thank you.
Thanks for being a part of our journey as we learn about cheese.
Yeah.
We truly appreciate you listening.
Stay cheesy, everybody.